Our faith in God, yours and mine, isn't meant to wax and wane. No, God's plan is to grow our faith, to strengthen it through all the ups and downs in our lives for our benefit and for His glory. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yesterday we kicked off a wee mini-series on strengthening your faith at the request of someone who receives these fresh devotions every day. And in doing so, we chatted about two faith inhibitors: the baggage we carry around from the past, which slows us down, and the sin which makes us stumble. Today we're going to take a look at a third faith inhibitor, the company we keep. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. You're not the same as those who don't believe, so don't join yourselves to them. Good and evil don't belong together. Light and darkness cannot share the same room. How can there be any unity between Christ and the devil? What does a believer have in common with any unbeliever? Of course, we're always going to be surrounded by people who don't believe in Jesus, and that's as it should be. We should be shining the light of His love into their lives. But notice here how God points to the nature of those relationships when He says, "So don't join yourselves to them," or as another translation puts it, "Don't be unequally yoked." What God's saying here is that the deeper those relationships become, the more we allow those who don't believe in Jesus, those even who live their lives proactively against Jesus, to influence us, then the more our good will turn into their evil. You want to grow your faith in God? Then don't allow unbelievers to draw you away from Jesus. It's all about the company you keep. That's God's word fresh for you today. Relationships can be difficult, complicated, painful even. And that's why prayer plays such an important part in our relationships. And the good news is the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever needs you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.